Moving on, Hezbollah's Secretary General blames Israeli-backed Takfiri groups for Thursday's deadly blast in southern Beirut.
Israel sometimes uses specific individuals, sometimes it uses groups. And we have no doubt that the American and Israeli intelligence has infiltrated, and some regional intelligence has infiltrated into these Takfiri groups. And we have no doubt they are using these groups. A reaction to any such bombings, very frankly, I say, if we have 100 fighters in Syria, they're going to become 200. And if we have 1,000 fighters in Syria, they'll become 2,000. And if we have 5,000 fighters in Syria, they're going to become 10,000.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said he has information from security officials that Takfiri groups sent cars packed with explosives to southern Beirut to carry out the blast. He told the Lebanese that anyone who thinks that the Takfiri groups only target Shias is wrong. He warned the Lebanese nation that such groups are determined to destroy Lebanon by causing sectarian division in the country. Nasrallah's comments come a day after a powerful car bomb explosion rocked the Shia neighborhood of Zahir in southern Beirut, killing 24 civilians and injuring scores of others. The blast occurred only a day after Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah claimed responsibility for a defensive action in which several Israeli soldiers were wounded upon entering Lebanese territory. Joining me now live from Beirut is Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi. He's a political commentator. Mr. Mousavi, welcome to the Top 5. Now, there has been a lot said about the link between the bombing in Beirut and Israel. What information do you have to support these kinds of claims?
Well, it has been put very frankly yesterday by many analysts and by Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah Secretary General himself, and by many intelligence information from the Lebanese authorities, from the Lebanese official apparatuses, that a group of Takfiri members are responsible for the bombing that happened in the Dahiya, the tragic bombing which led to the killing of 24 people, the martyrdom of 24 people, and the wounding of more than 300 others. So all the fingers are pinpointing towards the Takfiris. Now there are full information of names, of places, and of a plan and the plot. All those who were like behind it, the managers, the executors, and everything. So now it's very clear. You don't need to make any speculations. You don't need to make any analysis. When you have solid information, solid back information, evidences, then you need only the Lebanese authorities, the Lebanese state, the Lebanese government has to assume its responsibilities, priorities, has to assume its responsibilities and the priorities and go forward in arresting those who are responsible for this and bring them to justice. I believe this is a very simple task that the Lebanese government should do.
Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi, political commentator in Beirut. I'm afraid we are short of time. Thank you very much for being with us.